The Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday made a controversial proposal to open up corporate board elections. Proponents say it could be a historic step toward holding company boards and executives more accountable to shareholders. But business groups say the reforms go too far. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The reform goes to the heart of some big issues behind recent corporate scandals, exorbitant executive pay, and weak corporate boards. For years, shareholders at hundreds of companies have voted to challenge, for example, mega-million-dollar golden parachutes for top executives. But these so-called proxy votes are not binding, so many companies just shrug them off. SEC Chairman William Donaldson wants to change that.
Board unresponsiveness, sometimes tied to corporate governance weaknesses, demonstrates the need for shareholders to have a more meaningful voice in a proxy process. That is difficult under current rules.
Currently, a company nominates all its own board members internally, but that would change when one of two trigger events takes place. Either a board member gets 35% or more no votes when up for election, or when a majority of shareholders votes to open up a board election. Then, a group of shareholders holding at least 5% of the company's stock could nominate a limited number of board members themselves. But businesses are resistant this attempt to pry open the door of their boardrooms.
It's not a democracy. It's not a referendum. It's not a town hall meeting. It is a very serious process with very serious responsibilities and consequences.
John Castellani is president of the Business Roundtable, which represents the CEOs of major companies. He says good board members might be scared off if they think they could get unseated by unhappy shareholders. He also worries that interest groups might try to hijack boards and push through, for example, extreme environmental policies that aren't good for the company. But that's pretty unlikely, says Jamie Hurd, the CEO of Institutional Shareholder Services, which advises big investors about corporate governance.
I think those concerns are overblown. At the end of the day, I think this process is going to be used by investors who have serious concerns about governance or about company performance. This is a rule that's carefully tailored. There are plenty of safeguards.
Hurd says at major companies, getting 5% of the shareholders together to nominate a board member would require a coalition of mutual funds or pension funds that owns billions of dollars in stock. So it's not like Greenpeace could vote out Exxon board members by itself. But some critics say there are too many protections and safeguards. California Treasurer Phil Angelides is part of a coalition of state treasurers that pushed for the ouster of former New York Stock Exchange Chairman Richard Grasso. Now the treasurers are pushing for more shareholder access to board elections. Angelides says the SEC proposal would still make that a difficult and lengthy process.
It's, you know, a crack in the door, but it's not opening the door wide open to true reform in corporate elections.
Jamie Hurd predicts, though, that shareholders would have much more power. He says when shareholders get together and vote in large numbers to call for a change, company directors would know if they don't go along with it, they might suffer the career-affecting embarrassments of being voted off the board. Chris Arnold, NPR News.